You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This has been trending all over the place. Would you rather be in the woods stuck with a bear or a man? And this is the surprising results.
Would you rather be stuck in a forest with a man or a bear?
Man is scary. With a bear. What I've heard about bears, they don't always attack you, right? So maybe a bear. Depends what man, but probably a bear.
Shocking amount of women said a bear.
Are they at a golf range or something like that? I'm hearing some sort of... Okay.
I have no idea why that audio is there, but it's like every single time it makes that noise.
You know what? I mean, Amelia, it really just makes me sad. Like how scary it is, I guess, to be a woman walking in the woods. Right. But on the other hand, I get it, right? Like you're walking in the woods by yourself. I'm a guy. And if I'm walking in the woods by myself and I run into another guy who's walking in the woods by himself, I'm also a bit leery paying attention. What sense does that make, right?
I know.
We're doing the exact same thing.
The woods are a scary place. Would I rather have a man or a bear? I think it depends on the bear and it depends on the man.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound weird, but I drove by a billboard and it was of Smokey the Bear. You know Smokey the Bear. Only
yes.
You can prevent forest
fires. I do.
Fires.
Yep. Yep.
He was so hot. Like, I don't know.
Stop
I
it.
Don't, I swear. I don't know why they have decided to make Smokey the Bear the most jacked bear.
He's ripped. Yeah.
And he's only wearing jeans.
Yes.
With that cool hipster hat.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, hey, Smokey. What?
Yeah, smoldering, really.
Yes.
Smokey and smoldering.
Now, I'm like, imagine you're in the woods. And here comes Smokey the Bear.
Yes.
I mean, it's like the opening to like one of those weird 50 Shades of Grey romance novels. That's what it is. Except it's weird because it's a bear.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I mean, yeah. I guess. Yeah. I mean, I get it. He is a handsome bear as
Very
far as
handsome.
Bears go. Yeah.
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 If you could be, is there like a specific bear you would like?
Well, I'm going to go with something small. I'm going to suggest if I'm going to be stuck in the woods with it, I would either say like a panda, even though they can be pretty mean and pandas can get really large, but like maybe a baby panda. How about a koala?
No, you
koala
need to,
bear.
How about what was Yogi Bear's little friend?
Boo Boo.
Boo Boo.
Yeah, Boo Boo's all right, but I mean, I feel like Boo Boo was kind of like, you know, he's like fast and speedy, and you know what? He was driven by Smokey, right? So if Boo Boo is not with Smokey,
wait a minute, no, he's with Yogi.
Oh yes, right.
And Yogi seems like annoying, like a salesperson. Do you remember Yogi the Bear?
He used to
wear like the green hat.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. But you know, here's the thing: is he was definitely codependent on Yogi, right? So if he's not with Yogi, where's Yogi? Did they have some sort of domestic incident? Right? Was there violence involved? How long has Boo Boo been wandering the countryside by himself? Without his best friend, you know, now he's got like a thing going on. Like, you know, I'm not a therapist. I just want to walk through these woods.
I just Googled like most famous bears.
Yeah.
All right. You could only be in the woods with one of these bears.
Go.
Winnie the Pooh.
That horror movie in the last couple of years scares me.
Paddington Bear.
Oh, a nice bear.
Such a nice boy.
I know, but I like British accents on women, not on men necessarily.
Fozzie Bear.
Fozzie, good Fozzie. Choice.
Oh, he's so funny.
I think Fozzie will probably be the winner. Who else you got?
Waka Waka. And Baloo. Who is Baloo from? Disney Jungle Book.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Fozzie's like...
I'll probably go Fozzie.
But then he's like annoying after like the first hour and a half. You're like, how many... Waka waka!
Does he got any cookies in one of those bags, that handkerchief, that hat? What's he got?
I don't know. Maybe a sandwich. This should come as no surprise. The number one thing that Americans are tired of talking about, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. I don't know. I'm
not
tired. I'm not tired about that yet.
right, listen, Taylor Swift was an artist that already had like global saturation before this, right? And the fact that, you know, she's got a new romance, it's different than things that she's had before. Biggest tour in the world, biggest albums in the world. Like, you got to get used to it. The Kelce thing is kind of all over the place. Like, I like the Kelce brothers. They're funny. They're interesting. It's a lot.
Raven, producer John, producer Sean.
It's a lot.
Hot takes. What are you tired of talking about? I'll go first. I'm tired of talking about TikTok.
Oh, hot, 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 hot. Hot, 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 hot.
I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of all the social media around it, of it's poisoning our children. Is it going to be banned in the U.S.? Are they going to sell ByteDance? What are you watching? I have 5 million followers. That just got 36 views. This is what's trending on TikTok. This is what this expert said. I'm tired of it.
That made me tired right there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, that was a lot.
That made me tired right there.
Maybe these children are getting poisoned or not, but let's stop talking about it.
Do it one way or the other, right? I mean, if you're making them get rid of it, do it today. We don't need 5 more months of hearings about the
thing. No, it's going to be a year of it. It's going to be a year of hearings, and they already said
and then they're just going to sell it to somebody else. They're going to do the exact same thing.
Stop. I don't talk about it anymore.
See?
I'm over it.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Producer John, what are you sick of talking about? Your hot take.
Star Wars. And I love Star Wars. I had a Star Wars-themed 30th birthday, okay? I'm a grown man who loves Star Wars. I'm so tired of Star Wars. They got, like, new shows constantly coming out. It's like those Marvel movies. Stop it, Disney. Just stop it. You're cheapening my childhood love. You're diluting it. You're making it. You're turning it. Is it Raven? You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I mean, it's a lot, right? I'm the same way. I am a huge fan. It's gotten to the point where I can't keep up with it. And I'm a big fan.
Exactly.
And, like, I have a life to live. You know what I mean? I can't dedicate, like, the next 3 months to make sure that I get caught up on certain things and watch them in the right order. The television layering with the movie stuff, it seemed like a great idea at first, but now it's too much.
And now my kid is into the cartoons, too, I got to keep up with the cartoons.
I hear they're wonderful.
I love that for him, but oh, my gosh.
I never was into Star Wars, but even now, I feel like it's too much to even try to follow. Like, it's too many people, and I don't know who they are.
You're right.
I knew who they were before, and now I'm like, I can't keep track of this whole thing. I tell you what, I'm just totally done with, like, John Legend and Chrissy Teigen. I'm just over that stuff. I don't want to hear about how they're such great parents and, you know, how she chews things up for her kids and then puts it in their mouth or
that's
how she sits at the side of the pool with the thing. I'm just tired of it. Like, I'm tired of which stroller she likes or whatever. Like, I just don't care. Also, I'm totally tired of the entire Smith family. I don't, each one of them, they are all insane. I don't want any more of any of that nonsense. You know what? While I'm at it, because I'm all upset about everything today. I'm tired of this whole Richard Simmons, Paulie Shore thing today. I'm sick of it. Like, you're making the movie, you're not making the movie, whatever. Like, why is he so mad? I don't understand.
Here's what I know. Raven's algorithm is very different from everybody else.
Crazy. Yeah,
none
true.
Of those things have shown up on my feed in months.
Well, they're bothering me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Everybody has something that drives them crazy. Some people call it the ick. Some people just call it general frustration. And even though you're not supposed to judge people, especially people you don't know, when you see them do one thing, you always think to yourself, yep, that's all I need to know about you.
It's human nature, really.
1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. Hannah, that's all I need to know about you.
If you compete with your siblings over who can get mom the better gift, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, that's a thing. That is a huge thing. I always get the text from my sister and my brother, like, what'd you get mom? What'd you get dad when it's Father's Day or Christmas? What did you get them? And I'm like, why? Why you gotta know? Why, you know?
Yeah.
My brother lives far away, and I feel like he always sends things that are really meaningful and loving, and then I get so mad. I'm like, yeah, all of a sudden now? You should have just moved home.
I mean, I feel like any gift-giving experience within family is a little bit of a competition. Even if it's not like I've got to outdo it with this or that. Everybody wants to have the most thoughtful or the most, you know, considerate or whatever, right? Like, that's a real thing.
Nothing makes me more mad than when I send out the text, like, do you guys all want to chip in and get this for mom and dad? And they're like, we already got something. What?
Didn't even bring it up.
Why did you consult with me? Right. Why didn't nobody ask me if I wanted to go in on something?
Yeah.
Tim, that's all I need to know about you.
If you think posting on Facebook about your mom is a gift, like my brother did last year, that's all I need to know about you.
That is not uncommon, right? It's not uncommon.
I would really like it if my daughter posted something about me. I mean, it won't be on like not on Facebook because she's 15 and of course is not on Facebook, but like if on Snapchat I can finally make an appearance and exist, or maybe on her Instagram.
Oh, look, you have parents.
Yeah, exactly. That would be nice. Like just some acknowledgement of my existence. I would enjoy that. Lisa, that's all I need to know about you.
If you buy your mom a World's Greatest Mom mug every year, that's all I need to know about you. Do you think she's starting a museum with all of them?
I like them. I have so many of them. And every time I get a new one, I get excited about it. I like them. Maybe I will start a museum with them.
You like your children not putting any effort towards the gift?
Oh, now you're being hurtful.
Well, they always say, like, we know how much you like your coffee. And I do. So I kind of, I don't know. I like them. I'm fine with the mugs.
Mm.
Yep.
I get it. You want some variety in your life. I understand.
They're all different ones. Some say world's best
mom.
Not
what she's looking for. They're all mugs to her.
Well, one says, you know you did a great job raising me, because I don't know.
Because I got you this mug?
Because I got you this mug. I don't know. I have a lot of good ones. One just says mom, which is good, because sometimes, you know, that one's mine.
Yeah, it's also appropriate. Your mom. Right.
I have a lot. So much hype for this movie, and it's almost unwatchable.
Really?
It's so sad. Jerry Seinfeld has a new Netflix movie out called Unfrosted, and here's what it's about.
In the early 1960s, the American morning was defined by milk and cereal. And the two undisputed giants of the cereal world were Kellogg's and Post.
Okay. All right. So that sounds interesting enough, right? He's doing a movie about cereal.
Okay.
Major news from the breakfast world. The Post Cereal Company has reportedly invented a shelf-stable fruit pastry breakfast product.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually not about cereal. It's about Pop-Tarts.
So
it stars like Amy Schumer, Melissa McCarthy, Jerry Seinfeld. Like, there's a lot of stars
though,
in it.
But who cares?
It's almost like a Hallmark Christmas movie, but it's real names, and it's on Netflix, and it's about Pop-Tarts.
Here's the thing. The concept of him making a movie about it, you've been talking about it for 60 seconds, and I'm bored already. I mean, there's Pop-Tarts here in the room. I want to eat some of them.
Okay, so
I smell them. But,
I brought
you know.
In Pop-Tarts. Here's some stats. Frosted strawberry is considered the most popular flavor in 13 states.
Okay.
S'mores came in second, and frosted brown sugar cinnamon was third.
Mm-hmm.
They're all boring flavors. So last night, I made Pop-Tarts. Three different flavors of Pop-Tarts. Different unique ones for you to try. We're going to post this video.
They're massive.
Yeah, because I use puff pastry.
Why didn't Jerry Seinfeld invite you for this film?
Go ahead. Take a bite of the first one. Can
Which
you
one?
Guess what it is?
Wait.
It doesn't matter.
The fake one or the real one?
No, they're not fake. I made them. The ones Anna made.
All right.
The Anna Pop-Tarts.
I'm going to try this one.
All right. Take a big bite.
Let's see here.
Get in the middle.
Mm.
Which one is that?
Nutella?
No, which one is it? Let me see.
Look, brown.
It's brown?
Yeah. I mean, I got to eat more of it.
Let me see. Is it good? Let me see. Which one is it? Let me see. I can't see. Let me see.
Oh, my God. Is that olive?
Oh, it's black olive. You liked it at first. Why are you spitting it out? Black olives.
Why would you do that?
It's delicious. I love black olives. They're my
favorite. Did you do nasty stuff like this on these other ones, too?
That's not nasty. Black olives?
For breakfast?
Yeah.
I hate olives. Don't you know that about me?
Oh,
like,
I don't.
I totally despise olives.
I didn't know that. I ate the entire can last night after that. All right,
oh, my gosh.
Next one.
I hope this isn't something else that I despise.
Let's see. You didn't like the black olives one?
No, it was horrendous.
Oh, which one is that? Let me see.
I don't know.
Take another bite. Go in the middle.
Are you...
It's like a Pop-Tart surprise. It's a Pop-Tart surprise. Do you like it?
I can't. I don't know.
Oh, that one's fig. Do you like fig?
That one's markedly better than the olive.
That one's fig. That one reminds me of like when you get the brie with the fig.
Why would anybody put an olive inside a Pop-Tart?
Because olives are delicious. Duh.
Oh, this is red. I can see it from the outside. Please tell me it's cherry.
You're going to love this one. This one is right up your alley.
No, here we go.
Okay.
I'm scared now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That one is special.
It's so thick.
Do you like that one?
It's better than olives. It's all right. It's like candy.
It is candy.
What?
Yeah, it's like the oh my gosh, what are they called? Not the Fruit Loops, but it's the
Fruit Roll Up.
Fruit Roll Up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you like it's Fruit Roll Ups? Fruit Roll Ups Pop Tart. Isn't that delicious?
All right.
Yeah?
How about I just have the regular fruit Pop-Tarts?
Give me the olive one. I'll try that.
Oh, I think I threw it out.
Okay. Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday, so we put out a casting call to all the kids, and we said, hey, we've got some questions for you to ask your mom. And that's exactly what we did. We started with, what is your mom's superpower?
Hello, my name is Matthew.
What is your mom's superpower?
My mom's superpower is baking because she makes good chocolate chip cookies.
That's a good answer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my mom's superpower, too, except she won't do it for me anymore.
Because you're not seven and cute, that's why.
Well, you know, I guess that's a detail.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Peyton, and I'm 10. This is Boots, one of my cats.
What is your mom's superpower?
Finding things very easily. When I can't find stuff.
Because it's right in front of your face where you left it. But for some reason, only moms are able to find things. I understand that superpower.
They know all the spots because they've found them before, to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, my name's Isabella and I'm 9 years old.
What's your mom's superpower?
I'm going to say yelling.
Yelling. That's actually also my superpower that I don't like to brag about, but I'm very good at it.
You know, listen, when you've got to have like some sort of hard reset for everything that's going on around you, or there's chaos that is just living everywhere, mom opens up that box of yelling and all of a sudden people know things are serious
that's
now.
That's true. It's the only way I can get the attention in my house, which is very sad but accurate.
Yeah.
My name is Josiah and I'm 13 years old.
What's your mom's superpower?
Taking care of me.
Oh, that is cute.
Very nice.
Yep.
What's your mom's superpower?
Cleaning.
I just want you to know that we had about seven children say cleaning. Cleaning is not mom's superpower.
Right. It's not a job she wants.
No. It's what she has to do because you guys don't clean up after yourselves.
Wouldn't
That's
it be
why.
Nice if for Mother's Day you guys took the responsibility to go ahead and clean up everything for her?
That's what mommies really want.
Wow.
Hello, my name is Carter and I'm 11 years old.
Carter, what's your mom's superpower?
To do multiple tasks.
Yes. Moms can multitask like nobody else.
Sure.
Okay, what's your name?
Wesley.
How old are you?
9.
What is your mom's superpower?
Love.
Oh.
That's a good answer.
That is a good answer.
It's very nice.
My name is Anjali, and I am 9 years old.
What's your mom's superpower?
My mom has healing powers because when I get hurt, she always makes it feel better out of nowhere.
I have to tell you, it's funny how children believe that, and it's true. Because if Dakota, my little one, is sick or she gets hurt, I can kiss it, I can rub it. She'll be like, come kiss it! Come kiss my foot! And like, she believes that it makes it feel better. And maybe it does. Maybe it really does.
Well, it's a placebo effect, right? If it makes her feel better inside, then they're already on their way to, feeling better overall in general.
Hi, I'm Aslan Lane, and I'm age 11.
What's your mom's superpower?
She's a great, caring person.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. What does your brother have to say?
Hello, I'm Braxton Lane, and I'm 11 years old.
What's your mom's superpower?
She's selfless, and she only cares about other people.
Wow.
Wow. You know, if you could play these things back years later, remind those kids when somebody's being a feisty teenager, that would be good, too.
Hi. My name is Hazel, and I'm 9 years old.
What is your mom's superpower?
Basically, whenever I'm sad or angry or have any emotions, they basically know, like, I'm feeling that way or something's up with me and stuff.
Aw, yeah. Moms always know when something's wrong. You can say you're fine and nothing's wrong, but I can look you in the face and I know whether or not that's true.
I'm going to call my mother right now.
Yes. Met Gala was last night. It's one of the biggest nights in fashion. And there's really one question. Does anyone care? Does anybody, like, normal people don't really get to go. You have to be invited. There's only about 450 to 500 tickets. Tickets start at about $75,000 each.
No, thank you.
Yeah, normal people can't afford it. It's a fundraiser for the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute, started by Anna Wintour from Vogue. This year, it's for a lot of the costumes that are so fragile that they have to be under glass from the past.
So wait a minute. I mean, again, so you just, they're raising all that money just so that you can go visit these costumes?
Yeah, and preserve them and take care of them.
Stupidest thing I ever heard of in my life.
That's because you don't love fashion.
Enough to put $22 million to it annually, no.
Okay. So this year, the chairs were a Bad Bunny. Jennifer Lopez, okay. Zendaya, and Chris Hemsworth. Okay, mm-hmm. So this is, and Chris Hemsworth to be one of the chairs is interesting because this is his debut. He's never even been to the gala before.
Oh my gosh! Well, he must have done something spectacular to get in on this.
So the thing that's interesting about this is that there's no cameras inside, so we don't know what happens after they get to the top of that staircase.
Yeah,
because all the footage is these stars coming in these crazy outfits and costumes. Mm-hmm. But once they go inside, nobody really knows what happens.
They have to take the costumes off and put them under glass, apparently.
Imagine they go inside and they just put on sweatpants and Uggs, and yeah. They're just in pajamas inside yeah. there.
Ice cream and board games.
So this year's theme was the Garden of Time, which was inspired by a short story by J.G. Ballard. So you would think a lot of garden themes, and there was a whole lot of it. Camila Cabello, let's start with her. She wore a purse that was made of an actual block of ice, and then when she got to the top of the stairs, she had to give it to somebody because she couldn't feel her hands anymore.
Oh my gosh, what are we doing? Oh man, these people could be doing literally anything better with their time.
Raven,
okay, what else happened?
It's fashion. People dedicate their lives to this.
Yeah, that doesn't mean it's smart. Okay, next.
Demi Moore, she definitely did the Garden of Time theme. Yeah. Why don't you describe, Raven, what Demi Moore was wearing?
Demi Moore looks to be wearing, to me, it's like if you had... like if you had a piece of something, some sort of material, and then you rolled it out flat and then you put it on the upper half of her body, she mm-hmm. looks like almost like the front of an elephant walking at you.
Okay.
But she looks very lovely. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a Venus flytrap, too. It has all these arrows coming off around the corner of it. It looks like a trap. It looks like a straight-up trap.
She was called one of the best dressed of the nights. It's certainly unique. And I think, like, in a situation like this, you got to play into it. You got to wear the costumes. Lana Del Rey looked like she was going camping because she had branches coming out from all out of her head with mosquito netting.
I'm going to say that, you know, it doesn't even look like she's camping. It looks like, you know, when it's the deep of summer. And you drive past one of those trees that there is a massive, massive caterpillar or spider web in.
Mm-hmm.
And she's stuck inside it with deer antlers.
Bad Bunny was carrying a bouquet of flowers. And I was thinking about it. I'm like, men don't really carry bouquets of flowers. Actually, besides brides.
You know
who does?
I love Bad Bunny. I think he's funny. I think that his music is great. His mm-hmm. beats are fantastic. He looks like he's wearing... You know, like when you get a procedure on your butt and you have to wear one of those, you have to sit on one of those special pillows.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looks like he's wearing one of those on his head.
Yeah. And then there's the people that don't go along with the theme. And that makes me crazy when you don't follow the theme. If you go to a theme party, you got to follow the theme.
Agreed.
Doja Cat looked like she came from the shower. She showed up with a towel around her head and a towel wrapped around her body. And then she dropped it and she was just wearing a soaking wet white t-shirt. And Cardi B.
Where's that photo? Right. I gotta find that.
Look
one.
At that one.
I like me some Doja Cat.
And then Cardi B had this giant black dress on that it took 9 guys to carry it out, and it took the whole floor. It had nothing to do with
floral. Not one of them her husband,
no,
I'm guessing, right?
No. When you are growing up with your mom, right? You don't really know all the secrets about her. You know your mom because she takes care of you and she loves you and it's important. But what happens when all of a sudden you learn something about your mom and you're like, what? No, my mom? That doesn't make any sense. Raven, producer John, producer Sean, what was the surprising thing you learned about your mom?
Hmm.
John, you go first.
All right, so my mom, when I was a kid, was actually on the Food Network. She was a Food Network host. She did one of the first late-night shows that the Food Network did when it premiered. She was on with Robin Leach, remember Lifestyles?
Yeah. Wow.
Famous, mm-hmm. that guy.
That's so
a big
cool.
deal.
Yeah. So I knew that she was on TV, but I didn't realize they also sent her around as a roving reporter, too. Like, she interviewed Seinfeld at some big event. Like
about pastries?
Huh? Yeah, no, literally. She would go to these huge events, mm-hmm. and they would get, like, Serious News, Entertainment Magazine, hire this new food channel,
right.
Weird.
Somebody
thing,
talk to us. You like to eat.
So, yeah. It was, and then also, oh my gosh, Secretary of State for the longest time under Nixon passed away last year.
What?
What's his name?
I'm that guy.
Oh,
I mean,
gosh,
either way, she interviewed
so famous,
of State.
I can't believe I'm blanking on his name. She interviewed that guy too, Seinfeld, a ton of people. I didn't realize that she did all of these, like, celebrity interviews until pretty recently.
That's cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Sean, what did you learn about your mom that was surprising?
I learned that my mom flashed Guns N' Roses at a concert, and that shattered my entire world.
As it should.
It's funny.
Not
awesome.
Something you want to hear when you're a teenager from your mom.
Yeah.
You know, maybe something you should have kept to yourself, Mom.
I mean, you know, I mean, we like to think of our parents as saints, but, you know, when you hit to be a teenager and you learn kind of these things about your parents, it is kind of cool, too, right? You figure out where some of your edge is from.
Yeah, and I get that, but let me tell you, there's a lot of things I've done in my life that I'm not sharing with my kids when they get older. A lot of things.
Right. Guns N' Roses hadn't been out that long. I mean, I might have been at that concert, you know?
Oh, gosh.
That's all I'm
saying.
Did
you say hi to my mom?
No.
Yeah, I mean, I may have. Sounds like she said hello to everybody herself, basically.
Okay. Yeah. Let's stop that.
I learned my mom was hot. I didn't know that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's jarring. Like, you don't think of your parents like that, you know, young and wild.
That's
that kind
a tough
of
day. That's a tough day.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, you know, you see some photos and you're like, oh my God, mom. And who are these guys? And it's like, you know, like people hanging around her and whatnot. And like, you know what I learned is she was a hippie. That was the thing, too. So, like, you know, it's like her and my dad, when they got married, it's like them in like a canoe and there's like flowers in her hair and whatnot. And he's wearing like jorts. I mean, it's it's pretty jarring. Right. And there's probably no bra on her, you know, so they're just out there living free.
Yeah.
And went to Woodstock. Weird. Right.
Eighth grade lacrosse. That was my lacrosse.
That's when
team.
You learned
eighth grade
it.
Let me know. And
everybody
was
like, hey,
yeah,
John's mom's
cool.
hot.
Yeah. Gone. I had that growing up, too. And they're like, you know, your mom's hot. Right. Because my mom was young when she had me. Her and my dad got married so early. I think my mom was like 21 when I was born. So, like, I never realized how young and pretty my mom was until I got older and guys would say things to me and I'd be like, what? My
but
mom?
Don't talk about my mom.
But I had the complete opposite. I learned the most surprising thing. My mom wanted to be a nun and was like, went to like the nun schools and she studied with them and wanted to be a nun. And my grandmother would not let her in Italy.
Really?
My grandmother stopped her from becoming a nun. Can you imagine?
Wow. Like,
it's so funny.
The world with
that.
No Anna Zapp. Yeah. It's
right.
crazy.
That would have been, that's pretty wild, right?
There's an alternate timeline where there's no Anna Zapp and her mom is a nun.
It's funny, too. Like, I mean, you don't think of a nun as one of those things that one of your family members is going to be like, absolutely not, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you were joining Guns N' Roses, that'd be one thing your parents would keep you from. To be a nun, you know, a lot of people would be like, oh, it's such wonderful. It's a calling. Your grandma was like, nope.
Right.
Yeah.
Get out of there.
Sean's mom would not be a nun. Right. No.
You know, Mother's Day is coming up, and you always think of your mom as this woman who loves you and takes care of you and is always doing what's right. But then every once in a while, you learn something, and you're like, whoa, Ma, I didn't know that about you.
I can remember finding out that my mother could really sing when she was young. She used to sing quite a bit.
That's
like
cool.
Bands and out and, you know, all that stuff. And feels like everybody was kind of an artist in that generation. They were all out there doing their thing. But she was like really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she used to, you know what? I remember also finding out that when they still lived in Portugal, they would wash the laundry like in a creek or by the well with the washboard down there, like her and her sisters. And, you know, I was like, what? Wait a minute. What? When did that happen?
Well, you know, it was so my grandmother, and this was very common in Italy. And when I learned this, I was like, really? That she would breastfeed all the kids for many years.
Sure.
Right. But also the neighbor's kids.
Oh.
And when I found out that was a normal thing to help other mothers out.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, being a mom and going through it, it's kind of awkward to talk about it.
Sure.
But if you're a mom, you went through it and you know if you have like a shortage or whatever.
Yeah.
What a gift that was able to give to somebody.
She Your grandma had that.
She was like a hero. She was like the town hero for being able to do that.
It's amazing.
I mean, proud of her. Like when I learned that, I was
definitely
like, wow.
Surprising.
Yes.
Right. Good job, grandma.
Yeah. Nice job, Nonna.
Nutrient wrench.
Yeah.
Nutrient wrench. Wow.
Ashley, what did you learn about your mom that was surprising?
I was actually raised by my grandmother, and I recently learned at her funeral, so for my whole life, I was calling her Grandma. I learned that her legal name was Baby.
Her real legal name you never knew?
I never knew that her real legal name was Baby.
Hmm.
How do you keep that from somebody? It's so cool.
Yeah, you just called her Grandma your whole life, huh?
But wouldn't it be weird if she called her Baby?
My whole life.
Baby Grandma.
Yeah, Baby Grandma. Lewis, what was the most surprising thing you learned about your mother?
Had to be when I found out that my mother was actually used to be best friends with the new girl my dad was dating after my parents split up.
It's weird when you find out family drama. When you know, you realize that your family isn't excluded from the drama.
Right.
Crazy things happen.
Right. Like on the surface to you as a kid or, you know, to even people out there in the public, it may seem like everything is so well put together there, right? Like everything is so on the up and up. And when you have family scandal like that, I mean, that's kind of scandalous, right? Mm-hmm.
Mary, the most surprising thing you learned about your mom?
My mom was a bank teller for a few years, and she got robbed 3 times.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, when you hear something like that about your mother, right, that would be terrifying.
Well, I mean, it was more terrifying for my dad because he was married to her at the time.
Mm-hmm.
A guy who was a client robbed them at gunpoint. Police picked him up down the street, spying everyone around at the bar. He had just been diagnosed with cancer and didn't have health insurance.
How old were you when you learned the story about your mom? And was she the one that actually gave the thing of money?
Yeah, he was pointing the gun at her.
Oh my God, it's awful. Did she just like hand over the cash? I would take it all. It's not mine. I don't...
They have protocols. So she like bumped, there's like a button underneath the counter. So mm-hmm. she hit that so that they would come right away.
That's scary though.
That was just part of the job.
It happens around here all the time.
Really?
All the time.
I never hear about that.
But I mean, it's not usually that elaborate, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, somebody goes in, passes a note, they get whatever's in that one teller's drawer. And then they're on their way, and typically they're busted a few days later, right? I mean, the surveillance is much better now at a bank than it used to be. On the other hand, you know, it's not like security guards are you know, holding people at gunpoint or gunning them down at the bank most of the time. Most of the time, the teller doesn't even know.
It's
not like
attention.
It used to be. It's not like the movies or anything.
Yeah.
No.
I hope she quit after that and found a different job. He's a suburban mom, started kid. Lululemon crossbody. Stanley water bottle. He's a suburban mom, started kid. Lifestyle sneaker. Hey, Kimberly, are you ready to think like a stranger?
I am.
Okay, so you're going to win the Suburban Mom Starter Kit. It's got a Stanley Cup, a belt bag from Lululemon, New Balance sneakers, all the fun stuff. All you have to do is meet today's stranger and correctly match two questions out of the five. You ready to meet her?
Mind reading. That's not that difficult, right, Kimberly? You can totally do that.
We're good.
Let's meet today's stranger.
Hi, what's your name?
Carrie.
What do you do for a living?
Therapist.
Do you have any crazy people you talk to?
Absolutely.
And what do you do for fun?
Cook dinner.
Wow. I don't know.
This is jarring here. By the way, if you're my therapist, you're not supposed to refer to me as crazy unless I'm in your presence. All right, here we go.
All right, Kimberly, you got to think like Carrie, a therapist that loves to cook. Now, these are going to be the five questions. Answer how you think she answered. Ready?
Okay.
Number one, name the first famous mom that comes to your mind.
God. Paula Deen.
Number two, if time travel was a thing, how many miles per hour would you travel?
I don't know that answer.
Take a guess. How would she respond?
A thousand.
Number three, if you just ate the most delicious thing of your life, what did you eat?
Pasta.
Number four, do you think Elsa was mean not to play with her sister Anna after she froze her?
No.
And number five, if blue and green were combined, what would that color be called?
Purple.
Okay. Let's see.
Wow.
How many you matched.
I think you got this. You only need two.
Okay.
Name the first famous mom that comes to your head.
Susan B. Anthony.
So Paula Deen and Susan B. Anthony. And neither of those two would be the first moms that come to my head.
I mean, Paula Deen, it made me just think of cooking with butter.
I didn't even
Susan B. Anthony, though, that would have never
butter,
came up
yeah.
in my mind. Like, what? Okay.
Why did I think Kris Jenner? That's actually sad, I think.
It is.
Yeah.
That's funny.
If time travel was a thing, how many miles per hour would you travel?
Ooh, a million.
Oh,
I thought a million. I don't know. Call me crazy. I did. I thought a million.
Mm.
If you ate the most delicious thing in your life, what did you just eat?
Hot fudge sundae.
Wow.
Oh, no. It's not going good.
I got to tell you, though, Kimberly, I would have went with you. Probably a delicious bowl of pasta. But, yeah, you got to get these next two to win.
Do you think Elsa was mean to not play with her sister Anna after she froze her?
Kind of, yes.
Oh, my
gosh. Man, that's it. Struck out so far.
Oh, no good. Let's get to the last one.
If blue and green are combined, what would that color be called?
I'm really bad with the color wheel. Bleh.
She said bleh.
Yeah.
Bleh. Let's hear it again. Ready?
Bleh.
Bleh is not even a color, right?
I'm sorry you lost.
Okay.
But I hope you have a good Mother's Day. You're listening to the Anna and Raven Show.
I'm sorry, Kimberly. We're going to have to take the next caller at 1-800-330-9999. Good luck. If you were asked, what does your mom do for fun? What would you say?
Hmm.
We put a casting call out on all our social medias at Anna and Raven, and we asked a whole bunch of kids this exact question.
What does your mom do for fun?
She takes us out to eat at restaurants. Hmm. We get to see our cousins. She takes us to the playground.
This This child believes that everything that his mom does for fun is just for them.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, he believes they're one and the same, right? He's like, this is mom's good time, too, even though sometimes she ends up screaming or crying in a parking lot.
Mm-hmm. What does your mom like to do for fun, Emma?
Yoga.
That's a good answer. Yoga.
Okay.
She likes to go on hikes with her family.
Oh, going on hikes with family is a fun thing. I enjoy doing that, too. I mean, not like hard hikes, but more like a stroll. I mean, strolls.
With that tiny little voice, how far do you think that one little one makes before somebody's carrying that one?
You want to know what the argument is in my house that we always have? We have like a nature trail. Okay. And everybody is so ambitious at the beginning. Yeah. We're going to walk so far. And then I'll say to my husband, we can't go that far because she's not going to want to walk back. My five-year-old Dakota.
Of course.
And then sure enough, when we have to turn her back, her legs hurt. She's tired. Now we have to take turns carrying her. And I'm like, I told you guys.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
What does your mom like to do for fun?
Watch TV.
What's her favorite TV show?
Ghost Adventures.
Oh.
Ghost Adventures. Really? I like to watch that stuff, too. That is fun.
Pretty specific.
What does your mom like to do for fun?
Sleep.
I like to sleep, too. Oh. It's my favorite thing to do, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to be doing it right this moment.
I'm relatively certain that if you ask either of my children, they will both say naps would be mommy's favorite thing to do.
What does your mom like to do for fun?
Cleaning.
No, she doesn't. That's a lie.
Yeah, that's not. It's the thing that you see her doing.
Right.
You could help step up and do it right now.
But she doesn't do it for fun.
What does your mom do for fun?
Do puzzles.
I'm not sure if I believe her. Right? Do you think she's like didn't know what to say, so she just said puzzles?
I mean, I like puzzles, right? Mm-hmm. Some people really do like puzzles.
Yeah.
What does your mom like to do for fun?
My mom likes to watch movies with me. I don't know.
That's a good answer. Yeah. I love watching movies with my kids. That's a super fun answer.
It's relaxing time. If everybody can actually sit down and get through a full movie, too, that's a big deal.
Yep.
What does your mom like to do for fun?
Go to her friend's house and hang out with us.
I agree. I think one of my favorite things to do is to go to one of my friend's house and we sit down and have a glass of wine and let the kids go crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, it keeps them occupied, right? Mm-hmm. The two of you get to share. It's good. Yeah. It's always good if you can have friends that have kids your same age.
Absolutely.
What does your mom do for fun?
One of my moms reads for fun and the other one does pickleball.
One mom reads for fun and the other does pickleball. Pickleball's a thing.
I wish I had more time for both those activities, but reading would probably be better on my body.
For Christmas, I bought a pickleball set, mm-hmm. and my husband and I have continued to talk about how we're going to start playing pickleball.
You're going to do it, yeah.
We haven't opened the box yet, but maybe this is the week.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins up, they let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Elijah and Mila. Mila, what's going on?
Yeah, so every Wednesday I meet one of my girlfriends out at a restaurant, and we just have a standing Wednesday reservation where we hang out, grab drinks and grab dinner. And Elijah works works late on Wednesdays, so it's fine. And we have a 3-month-old baby. And instead of, you know, getting a babysitter to save money, I just bring the baby with us. And, you know, we have fun. Me and my girlfriend have a lot of fun. So that's, but he doesn't like that.
Elijah, what's wrong with that? I mean, hold on. When you say that you're having drinks, like one, right?
Yeah, like one, maybe two, but like I'm responsible. Like I'm going to drive home and I'm not going to be a drunk mom with my baby.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Like just a drink with dinner.
I mean, you're eating, you're spending time there, right? So,
yeah.
I mean,
okay.
It's not like you're rushing in to see your friend throw down a couple and then you're leaving. You're spending the evening
together.
Exactly. Okay.
So, Elijah, what's the problem?
Well, the problem is I think that's inappropriate. You know, to have a baby at a bar. I'm surprised they even let the baby into the bar. But let's face it, with all, you know, people possibly, you know, smoking, the loud noise, and then just, you know, drinking, you know, all that alcohol. And then what does that do to you? The behavior and everything in front of the baby, it's inappropriate and makes it look tacky and irresponsible.
No, it does not. It's like, I'm not at, like, a club. I'm not, like throwing the baby on the bar, like, here, hold my kid while I do some shots, right? Like, I'm having a glass of wine with my friend, and I happen to have my child with me. Like, it's not, I'm not partying. I'm just having an evening out.
Yeah.
But is it a bar or a restaurant? I'm confused.
It's like a bar.
Both.
She told me it's a bar. No. Yeah, it's a bar.
They serve food, but it's not like, I don't know, like they serve like charcuterie instead of like peanuts, you know, like it's not a trashy place.
All right. So when you go there, you're not actually sitting at a bar where you pull up a seat to a bar. There's a table that's away from it.
No. I sit like at the booth by the bar. Like I'm not at the bar. I don't throw my kid up on like, he's not like the baby's not in front of the tap, you know,
right.
Like.
Mm. No, I get that. I mean, there's plenty of restaurants that have booths that go around the bar. That makes sense to me. I sit there with my kids.
And there's no smoking. I mean, there's no smoking in any public buildings in this country anymore, right?
I'm pretty sure that's
crazy. So, I mean, that's not an issue. So unless you're hanging out by the front door sucking down Reds, you're probably fine.
Well, let's see what the audience has to say, because I think people probably be pretty divided on this. A baby at a bar. It sounds a lot worse than what's actually happening here. But thinking about a bar restaurant, and you're sitting at the booths near it. Is it inappropriate for a three-month-old to be in their carrier there?
You know, be easy for them to use fake IDs. They all look the same. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
There's such a thing as an ugly baby. You know that, right?
Well, you know, the uglier the baby, the less long they're going to look at the ID. You're in. Go ahead.
Elijah and Mila have a three-month-old baby. Every week, Mila has a standing date with one of her girlfriends. They go out to dinner, but they go to a bar. It's a bar restaurant, but they sit in the bar area with the baby in the carrier. Elijah has a real problem with that.
Yeah, he doesn't think that a baby belongs at a bar whatsoever. She's like, it's a booth. It's in a restaurant. They have a bar.
He's just very much like, don't do that. It's wrong. It makes us look bad. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
I'm with the wife. What is she supposed to just go to Chuck E. Cheese's for the rest of her life?
I don't. A Chuck E. Cheese seems very aggressive for a three-month-old. Very loud.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Things pop off at Chuck E. Cheese, too, as we've seen before in history. I mean, the whole technicality of saying it's a bar with a restaurant or a restaurant with a bar. If you have a full kitchen, you're a restaurant.
Agreed.
Yeah,
I don't understand his point in that.
Yeah, you just there. A bar is there. Everybody has a nice, beautiful bar in their area, or they want one. But if you have a full kitchen, you're a restaurant.
Yeah. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. You have a baby in a bar. I just keep thinking of that line from the Sweet Home Alabama movie. So Elijah and Mila have a three-month-old baby. So once a week, Mila has a standing date with one of her girlfriends. They meet at a restaurant slash bar. Yes, it is a bar, but yes, it serves food. They sit at a booth with the baby in the carrier. Elijah has a real big problem with this.
When I hear bar that serves food, I think that they're serving, you know, fish and chips, all right? It's chicken
burgers.
Tenders.
Yeah.
It's burgers, maybe burgers and french fries. I think of bar food. This is a restaurant that has a bar. And many restaurants have a beautiful center bar. This is where people like to congregate and hang out, right? They'll put a bar in a hotel lobby for the exact same reason. She says it's innocent fun. It's me and my friend. It's a glass of wine, maybe two if we're there for hours and hours and eating.
Elijah's not into it. He's like, no, you're bringing our baby to a bar and it looks terrible. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Couples Court.
I'm on the wife's side. I think that in the beginning of motherhood, it's very isolating. And if she is having friends that are willing to stay in her life and socialize, and if she's being responsible about it, go for it.
I mean, I think that's the key, right? If you're being responsible, do whatever you want.
I mean, you got to get out of the house. You start going crazy after a while.
Right.
You really do.
If you're a better person, you're a better parent.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. Just get a babysitter. Leave a kid at home. I don't think it's appropriate. A kid shouldn't be at a bar. She shouldn't be drinking anything when she's driving. It's just inappropriate. Just get a babysitter, have fun with your friends, and then come home.
I mean, sometimes getting a babysitter sounds easier than it actually is when you have an infant that's that young. So I understand that you have to be with them, but I do understand that, well, if you got a three-month-old with you, like, why are you drinking at all? I don't know. It's tough. It's one thing if you're on your couch and the baby's asleep, then sure, have that glass of wine. You go back and forth on this.
My first newborn child, 3 months old, whatever, I wouldn't want to leave them with anybody. It's my mom or nobody, right?
Then you have your friend come over, but it's still nice to get out of the house. I don't know, I'm torn on this.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Oh, I'm definitely on the mom's side. I was a single dad with an 11-month-old baby. That boy came with me in his carriage. Bars, restaurants, ball field. Oh, it was great. Everybody loved seeing him. You know, nobody was disrespectful. It wasn't like I was, like, putting him up on the bar and making him dance or something.
Right. I mean, the fact that you had him with you, you were picking up chicks left and right. I love babies.
Oh, yeah. It's like, hey, look, living proof. You want one?
Oh, gosh. Sir, that is terrible.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Mila, our audience agreed with you. Elijah, it's one thing if she's going into like a place that doesn't serve food and she's just throwing back some beers, but she's going to a restaurant that happens to have a bar with the baby, and the baby's probably asleep the whole time, and people thought it was fine.
Yes. Well, she's not saying the whole truth. It was actually a bar, not a restaurant, but whatever. That it is what it is.
I mean, if they've got a kitchen, man, then that's a restaurant. You know, right. I mean, come on. That's how they build the buildings nowadays. So, I don't know. I mean, think about all the tips you would get if she was bartending with the baby. That'd be great.
I don't know. Nope.
We can't tell anybody they don't have a right to work.
Well, okay. Mila, you have to be happy to hear that.
I am, yeah. I just, like, it's not a big deal. Let's not make it a bigger deal than it is.
Right. If you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven Cash jackpot is $2,600 thanks to new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in 14 days. 5 luxurious scents available online and in stores near you. Antonio, you ready to play today?
Yes, I am.
Please ask Raven to leave the room.
Raven, could you leave the room, please?
You got it. Good luck, man.
Okay, Raven's walking out of here. That door is going to close. Today's a good day to beat him. He's not feeling well, but you got to know your stuff, Antonio. It's 5 pop culture questions. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in, get the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
Yes, I am.
Number one, Mystic Dan won the Kentucky Derby in a photo finish this past weekend. What famous racetrack did the event take place?
Churchill Downs.
Number two, the Drake versus Kendrick Lamar feud continues with more diss tracks. The songs Hotline Bling and God's Plan are from which artist, Drake or Kendrick Lamar?
Drake.
Number three, Bethany Frankel and her fiancé, Paul Bernon, have reportedly split after being together for 6 years. She founded what lifestyle brand in 2009?
The lifestyle brand, huh? I don't really know those.
Okay, number four, it's National Teacher Day. Will Schuster, a.k.a. Mr. Shu, was a teacher on what 2000 TV series?
I'm just going to throw this out there, Boy Meets World.
And number five, the Met Gala was last night, and people used AI to make it look like people were there that weren't even there. And that includes Katy Perry. The photos from AI were so realistic that they even fooled her own mom. What was this year's theme? Also, it was also the name of a short story by J.G. Ballard.
I think the theme was outdoors, weather-related.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
2 out of 5 for Antonio.
Awesome.
Number one, Mystic Dan won the Kentucky Derby in a photo finish this past weekend. What famous racetrack did the event place take place?
Churchill Downs.
Yes. Number two, the Drake versus Kendrick Lamar feud continues with more diss tracks. The songs Hotline Bling and God's Plan are from which artist, Drake or Kendrick Lamar?
That's Drake.
Yes, you guys are tied. Number three, Bethany Frankel and her fiancé, Paul Bernon, have reportedly split after being together for 6 years.
Peace.
She founded what lifestyle brand in 2009?
She's Skinny Girl, right?
Yeah. For somebody who I didn't like years ago, she's really grown on me. She just seems like a normal person now.
Well, I mean, it's not like I love her or anything like that, but great business acumen.
Number four, it's National Teacher Day. Will Schuster, a.k.a. Mr. Shu, was a teacher on what 2000 TV series?
I don't know.
Glee.
Oops.
Number five, the Met Gala was last night, and people were using AI to make it look like celebrities were there that really weren't.
Yeah.
They were so good it even fooled Katy Perry's mom when somebody posted a photo of her.
Okay.
What was this year's theme? And it was also the name of a short story by J.G. Ballard.
Good-looking people in a garden. I don't know.
You're just making noises.
I don't know.
All right, well, it's the Garden of Time.
Oh, well, I should have definitely known that.
I'm sorry, Antonio. He beat you 3-2 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Okay. I'm Antonio, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, man. $2,700 tomorrow, Anna.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.